And in the studio, I've got Matt Cambick and Brian Wilson.
It is.
That's why I started. I doubted that I had the name right when I thought I had one of the Beach Boys here. But
yeah, the missing Beach Boy.
The missing Beach Boy. We finally found you. So, live and local event on at the Old School Arts Centre Friday nights. It is Friday, isn't it? Have I got that right?
That's correct. Friday night.
That's good. And you guys are performing along with... Who else is performing? We've got Penny Feather and Nikki Keys.
Yes.
Do we know what they're doing?
Yes, I'm doing some bluesy numbers, apparently.
Some bluesy
yes.
numbers. Yeah. And I don't know, it's going to be playing with Katana, who people might have seen, Katana Edwards, might have seen at a Matariki event that was in the town hall around about Matariki weekend. I'm not sure if it was exactly in July. Yeah, July, yeah, and a Medicine for the People. So they're on third. Are you guys first up?
We're first up, yeah.
Okay, so we've got Matt Cambick and Brian Wilson with a bit of help from your friends.
A little bit of help from our friends, that's right.
That's right, it's great to have Pete and Ray.
A guy called Ray and another guy called Pete.
That's right, and another small green kind of creature. Hopping fellow who's showing up.
Is Kermit, because I saw you play at the Old School Matt a few months ago, and Kermit made an appearance.
He did. It's hard to get him because his schedule's busy, you know, internationally flying around, but he's agreed to come and show up again, so we're grateful to him.
Okay. And we have been playing a song of yours, the parent song.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
You and your brother?
Brother Dan, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be playing that? Dan's not one of the group, though.
No, that's one of our Dan and mine's original compositions, so that won't be for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're playing movie classics, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
So to sing. We're not going to say what movies.
Yeah.
Are you going to say what songs, or you're not giving anything away? This is going to be an interesting interview.
Yeah, let's see. We could probably say some of them just to give you something for the interview. But I think it'd be fun. Brian and I's idea is to play the songs and then have people afterwards say, do you remember the movie that it was from, or do you remember, say, a line from it? Like, I'll give you one example. We're hoping to do this song from a movie that had three guys who wore vacuum cleaners on their back and fought against the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man who was attacking New York.
Yep.
So, maybe you can guess what movie that was, Aaron. Feel free to stay.
Well, I don't want to say, because I don't want to give it away. But I guessed right away, as soon as you said they had the three vacuum cleaner things on my back, somehow that immediately jumped in an image. Yeah. Although there's some remakes of that movie out at the moment.
That's
right.
Yeah, not that exciting. Personally, I
thought there was a rap song that came from one of those movies.
I bet you there was.
But you're not doing. You guys aren't doing a rap.
Oh no,
that'll be next show, right, Brian? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to. What do you think, Brian? Should we
give a little bit away.
Yeah. What the heck?
Try it.
Go for it. Interview us.
Okay. So.
Now I'm intrigued by this idea. I don't actually want to spoil it for people.
Well,
how about if we do what we just did? Just give them some clues.
Are they like really famous songs? Like Rock Around the Clock was a song that came from a movie, and became really famous. Is it that level of fame for these songs?
It is that level of fame, and it's probably from a similar era. In fact, a little note I sent out, I said, and the idea is to guess which movie it came from. And if you're over 60, you'll probably know the movie because most of them are from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. I have to admit, I was listening to someone talking about Rock Around the Clock and that whole rock and roll thing that was going on at that time, and they mentioned the movie that it was on. I'd never heard of the movie.
What was the movie?
I can't remember. I've forgotten again.
Was it American Graffiti?
No, it wasn't. It was a story about, it was set in a school, and it was about a teacher. It was like a rough school, and the teacher got the kids on board by playing, ironically, jazz music. Okay. But then the producers were looking for a song that they thought the kids would like, and one of their kids had, it was the B-side to something else.
Okay.
And they played it, and they played it in the movie theaters, and the kids went nuts.
Okay.
Because they, at home, their parents wouldn't let them play it loud.
Okay.
They had to play it quietly in their rooms, but then they played it really loud in the movie theater. The kids went nuts, and apparently there were riots. So I've just been hearing about, just learning about this recently, because to young people it sounds like an old song. I played it to my daughter and she's like, oh, that sounds like a cross between a modern track and a blues track. And I was like, well, exactly right.
That's a good segue. I think one of the things that I like about this show is when you play a song from a movie, you know, you bring back a lot of memories of a of an emotion. Obviously, yeah. you can do that with any song, but so singing it as if you're in the movie is kind of what I'm going to try to do tomorrow night. There's another song that's from a movie where a guy has a purple hat and he has a factory that makes delicious things.
Okay, yeah. So that was there a famous song from one of those?
Yes,
it was. It's about not, three of them now.
Yeah, the song isn't as famous, and maybe we can talk about one so we can dive in a little deeper. But yeah. That's Gene Wilder's song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And being old school as I am, I prefer that movie over the new Willy Wonka-esque things where they try to be more disturbing and newy, agey
yeah.
or
well,
something.
There was one with Johnny Depp a while ago, and now there's a new one.
There's a new one out now.
Timothy Chalamet on it, which, yeah, the one with Johnny Depp was just disturbingly disturbing. It was a bit, it wasn't a kid's movie, that's for sure.
No, and Gene Wilder walks in through the door, and the sets aren't that great. There's no computer graphics razzmatazz, but it's just beautiful. He's just sitting there eating his chocolate teacup with his hat on, and the kids are running around. Yeah. So evoking that moment again is part of our thing tomorrow night.
That's right. Is that other song that we're also doing that envisages a memory of a bicycle with someone riding around the fields on a bicycle?
Would there be actions to illustrate?
Well, we haven't
got
a bicycle, no. We thought about that.
We wanted to try to do that, but the expense got too big. And paying Kermit, you know, that took off all the big money away.
That's right. As Life and Local will be in the creative space out the back at the old school, and people are going to have to fight their way across the grass. Is it still the old school creative space?
It is. It's in the upstairs creative space. And yes, you've got to walk along across the grass and then down the steps into the back by the old kitchen there. And
because we've just heard that the Spirit of Christmas exhibition's down at the old dairy factory, the old joinery at Wallace, down Wallace Street. And Deb's going to be in to tell us about the market shortly. So. Yes.
Great.
At least you guys are actually going to be on the premises.
Yes.
For an event.
And then the following night, there's another concert on Saturday night.
Oh, Monty
night.
Bevins is going to be there as well.
On Saturday night. So.
Yeah. Maybe.
So the parking lot is still under construction. Yeah.
It's going to be great when it's finished. But,
okay. Yeah, and it's not, honestly, it's not going to be ready till for a while,
not
I think, because it needs to be signed off officially and stuff like that, I'm told. So, yeah. So for you guys, definitely, maybe we should run some lights along the fence so people know where to go.
Yeah, well, it's because of daylight at 7 o'clock now. So.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's not such a big deal.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I didn't know. I've seen Ray Diprose working with sound and things like that because he's going to be playing with you. Peter Williams, I didn't know. He's known for being an engineer running Raglan Engineering.
Not the same Peter Williams. No, this is another Peter Williams.
Okay, so that's why I was surprised.
Yes. No, this Peter Williams plays bass. He was playing bass for us during the ukulele festival that we held in September.
Yeah.
And he's a great bass player, and he's a great guitarist too, actually. And so he's joining us for some harmonies and bass.
Which band was he in for the ukulele festival?
I have no idea. Oh, in our Ragtimers, Raglan ukulele group that he's been playing bass for us now for a year.
I was hoping you would know because you organised that festival. So.
Well, I was involved. That's right.
Yeah. So, okay, and what instruments are you guys playing?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing a combination of eight-string ukulele and guitar.
Yeah.
And
eight-string ukulele.
Yeah.
That's showing off.
Need a lot more fingers.
But are they paired, though,
like
a 12-string guitar?
Like on a mandolin type thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm just playing an acoustic guitar. Yeah.
Okay, and who sings?
We both do.
Both of us do. And I think Ray and Pete will be joining
Peter
in here.
Coming in with...
Yeah.
Okay.
Harmonies.
And so where did this idea come from? Have you done this before or this playing movie songs?
You know, it's interesting. I listen to what Brian does with the ukulele group, and I get a real kick out of them doing songs like So Happy Together. Again, going back to that classic 60s, 70s era, which I love, but they have fun with the song. You know, they're doing a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. With full ballast, you know, up on the stage, and there's a lot of joy in that. And somewhere along the line, I thought, well, there's show tunes, both from Broadway and movies, that bring some of that kind of same fun spirit to the occasion versus quiet James Taylor songs or raucous rock and roll. So I think that was trying to find a sweet spot of that. I don't know if you'd call it nostalgia mixed with the classic, and seeing Brian and his, I assume, love for the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
I thought, let's dive in and see what we can produce. It'll be fun for the Raglanites to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is something, certainly out of the ukulele groups, I think this is something I've said many times on the air now, like the thing with the ukuleles, you can't be too pompous or take yourself too seriously.
No.
And so it gravitates quickly to fun.
It's all about fun. Yeah. In fact, you know, we're going to wind up next week, but we've just, we have two rules in the ukulele group. I told you one before, I think. We have rule one is to have fun. The whole idea is to have fun, and rule two is to refer to rule one.
Rule one, yeah, okay.
So that's the whole purpose of it, and it's a totally, I know I'm diverting a bit, but it's a totally open door policy. We had a guy with a keyboard turn up yesterday and joined us.
So that's the thing you do in the afternoons at the old school?
Well, we do it normally at the old school, but of course it's a bit hard to get in, so we've been at the club.
Right.
We've been doing our sessions at the Raglan Club.
Yeah.
And next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, if anyone wants to join us, we're back with ukuleles and whatever at the Raglan Club. So.
Okay, and that's your last one for the year?
That'll be our last one for the year, yeah.
And now that there's been enough time since the ukulele festival, I'm just curious, as people enjoyed it, do they want more? Will there be more?
Penny and I are having a meeting about maybe one next year again.
Okay. that's the thing. Do you do it yearly or every second year?
Well, we've kind of... Mungify, we went up to their ukulele festival, ukulele. We should say ukulele for Colin Chung's sake.
Yeah. And all Hawaiians.
Ukulele festival, and we enjoyed it so much that we were already in the start of starting our ukulele festival, Penny and I. And so we've decided, and they run every second year.
Okay.
So we figured that we might alternate years with them, but we'll need one to have one next year to alternate with them.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right.
But you know about plans, don't you?
Yeah. Well, good luck. There was a lot of energy around it, a lot of enthusiasm. So it was a great weekend. That might drive it. Yeah.
Aaron, I have a question for you. What's a song from a classic movie that you would love to hear us play tomorrow night?
Oh, no, you're asking me to remember something.
Yeah. Let's say from the 60s and early 70s.
I was born in 1971, so I don't know any 60s movies.
Some of them are
70s. There's American Graffiti.
Great movie, yeah.
But that has, didn't they have many songs?
Yeah, well, those are more songs that George Lucas dropped in from rock and roll records versus coming from the center part of the movie.
The next one I remembered was there was a Vietnam movie where there was a soundtrack for that. That's when I was a teenager.
Apocalypse Now.
No. Hello Vietnam.
No, this was a real commercial record where they'd got songs from from the 60s, and then they were playing it in the 80s.
Okay.
So it was like a... I'm remembering all the wrong stuff.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Just checking.
I said you had to be over 60 to know.
Well, it could be. I mean, you could try Rock Around the Clock and see if anyone can remember the movie, because I think that would actually be interesting.
I better look it up when I get home, you realize.
Yeah, we'll have to get to our second.
It's only a two-minute song, so it should be pretty easy. It won't take up much space in the schedule.
It's a great song.
Bill Haley did great. Did love
it. Well, you've seen American Graffiti, I suppose, right? You guys have seen
it for years and years.
That has a great song.
Was it Harrison Ford in that one?
It's a bit role in that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's young.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody
not like
was young.
The Indiana Jones who's 80 years old now running around in the latest version.
Yeah. Grimacing and So, Matt, I had you interviewed in here about a book and music before.
And the play.
Other stuff, design.
The play that I did about Tenzing and... We didn't radio interview about that. I can't remember, I'm involved in a
lot of things.
A potpourri of things, because Raglan's a great place for writing.
Presumably
and
music there was a day job in there somewhere in your life.
Way back when I lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I was a creative director for Carnegie Mellon University. So I spent a lot of time with film and video and graphics and generally had a good time.
So trying to stick with the creative life.
Definitely. I think it's bloomed since I've retired and moved to Raglan.
More time?
More time,
yeah.
And great people like Brian to kind of commiserate with. And I'm part of the Raglan Ink Spillers writers group.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brian, you had a lifetime of having to do a day job, and then now you're free to do music. Yeah, well, is that where it worked?
Well, we are in Auckland in marketing, actually. And then...
okay.
And then in the latter part of my living in Auckland, I was a caretaker at a school for fun, and it was a great job.
Was it?
For fun, yeah, yeah.
Really?
It was.
I wasn't expecting that. You hear it in my voice. Surprise.
Well, I mean, I was paid for it, but I mean, I just enjoyed the physical work instead of sitting in an office.
True, actually. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, have you spent a couple of decades working in an office?
Yeah, and then get outside and, you know, mixing with all the kids and... So when I came here, we started doing home handyman work here. So we did that for 10 years and then...
Okay. Were you doing music through that time?
Well, for me, I was in a band in Hamilton when I was a youngster.
Right.
Got to Auckland and hardly played anything, and then met up with Pete Aim, actually, you know, Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started sort of doing a bit of singing and dancing and carrying on, and then met up with Matt, and then we did carried on singing and dancing and...
Oh, so you guys were in Auckland. You come down here en masse.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Those guys were, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're born in Hamilton, but raised our kids in Auckland.
And what sort of music were you playing when you were a young guy?
Oh, mostly, we were in a band called the Hail Stones. That should give you an example. They played a bit of Stones music, but also played Beatles music and music of the time, like Turtles and Happy Together and stuff.
Right, yeah,
like
covers band in Hamilton.
Great. Cover stuff. And then when I got to Auckland, I didn't play a lot of music. It was more when we came back to Raglan, to the Waikato.
Yeah, that's sort of what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, and enjoy it thoroughly, I've got to say, and enjoying working with Matt here and being fun working on these movie songs and, you know.
That's right.
Regenerating a few. And
so, yeah, folks, if you think you know movie songs, this is a perfect opportunity to be tested at Live and Local at the old – no, not the old school – Yes, the old school.
It is the old school.
It's so many things have shifted around. So the ukulele group's not at the old school. That's at the Raglan Club. But this will be at the old school. You go around the fence on the grass to get in, and you guys will be playing, and then there'll be Penny and Nikki will be playing some blues.
Yes.
And then Naranoa and Katana, Medicine for the People. So there'll be some Taonga Pūoro, and that's about as much as I know about that. So thank you for coming in, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Aaron.
And have a good
Appreciate
show. It. And all right. I'm actually curious to find out if people will know you, because they'll recognize Rock Around the Clock, but will they know them? Will they know the movie?
We'll find out, and I'll try to get Kermit's autograph for you if you can spot me at 10.
Folks, there will be the Kermit thing. Is you might think Matt's just making up stories, but there actually will be some Kermit type involvement. And you have to wait and see if you haven't been before.
I've got to tell you all that if you want to see Kermit, you've got to be there first. He's up first.
That's right. He's up first.
Yeah. What time is it?
7:30.
7:30.
And Kermit will be making his appearance.
And the bar will be open.
Yeah, the bar will be open.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming
in,
guys.
Thank you. This is great.
And we're now going to have a quick break and talk to Debs, because we've got to find out what's happening with the creative market. Where the heck that's going to be this weekend.